Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat, stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend. Starts now.
Pump it up.
You got to pump it up.
Pump it up. It's our 2-year anniversary on PXY Mornings. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. We appreciate that. Happy Friday, Friday, Friday. How do I deal with my boyfriend having a super close best friend who is a girl?
Yikes.
This is an issue that's been talked about for years. Can men and women really just be friends? I guess time will tell.
Cue the anxiety.
Welcome to our 2-year anniversary special. We appreciate you guys tuning in this morning. We have two of our favorite loyal listeners live in the studio with us this morning. Give it up. Oh, I got to play their theme song.
Oh, yeah.
Give it up for Nico and Steve.
Our besties are here.
Say hi, guys.
Hi, how you doing? 98PXY.
Woo! Put the mic in front of Nico.
Hi. 98PXY.
Good morning. Thank you guys for tuning in.
You guys are like, literally, you could replace us. You're so good.
You guys listen every morning religiously, and we appreciate that.
Always checking in with your vibes. Always listening on your way to work. We're so appreciative of both of you.
Now, Steve is going to help us out this morning with this message we got from our girl, Mia, who's feeling very insecure. And for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
All right, why don't you go ahead? I'm going to play some music here. Steve, take it away, my friend.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. I wanted to see if you guys can help me out on your show. My dilemma is that my boyfriend and I have been together for almost 2 years, and he has a really close girl best friend for at least 10 years. He says nothing has ever happened between them. Yet, there have been loads of times where he video calls her when I'm not around, and he tells her things that he wouldn't normally tell. I think the issue I have with that is that he seems to be more comfortable saying things to her than to me. He also tends to open up to her a lot when our relationship has struggled and she knows all of my insecurities, but my boyfriend doesn't ever talk to me about her or her insecurities.
Mm.
It's like he values her privacy, but not mine.
Mm.
Yikes!
I know it should be okay for men and women to be friends and have close emotional relationships, but how do I deal with the fact that they seem to constantly be in communication with each other? Be voice messaging loads. She initially seemed nice, but I've given up with trying to get to know her. She thinks I'm jealous and controlling.
Oh, weird.
Her name keeps popping up on my boyfriend's phone, and it really bugs me. They send each other loads of voice messages. My boyfriend and I have talked about a lot of things, and he tells me not to worry. They don't want a relationship with one another. They're just good friends. I know I need to get over all of this. Do you guys or anyone listening to the show have any advice?
Well, first of all, you did a great job reading that.
Thank you.
I know it can be very nerve-wracking. We're like, you're going on air. He's like, what? Okay. So thank you for that.
Well, let's take it to the phones, 585-252-9800. What do you guys think? Because this is something that we've even brought up on our show. Can men and women just be friends? I personally say 100% yes, because I have girls in my life that I've been best friends with for years.
Yeah.
My best friend Jenny in L.A., beautiful Swedish woman. Anytime we've ever gone out together, everyone always thought we were a couple.
Sure.
But it was never like that. And nothing ever took place. We never wanted it to. It was just this really close brother-sister relationship that we both really admired. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We took it very, like, it was one of those things where there was no lines ever crossed. However, I think the difficult thing about that was when you did get into a relationship, there was a lot of tension with who's Jenny.
I like, okay, but it was never from Jenny. Like, it was never like with you two.
No, never.
Because sometimes your friend can get into a relationship, whether it's male or female, and you can feel a little left in the dust. You can feel a little left behind of like, oh, so that's your new person? And like, I'll never see you again? That's so me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
I mean,
that.
As I've gotten older and matured.
It's about having a healthy balance, too. What do you guys think? I got somebody texting in here by the name of Jill who says, if he has close guy friends, mm-hmm. he would be telling them things he might not necessarily be telling you. It's healthy for people to have somebody apart from their partner to discuss things with. Only you can decide how uncomfortable you are with their relationship.
We're getting a couple of texts in right now. This person says, I think it depends on the people. This person says, bleep that, run for the hills. Nico and Steve, what do you guys think?
Gotta go.
Oh, they had no hesitation whatsoever.
Let's ask Biz Markie what he thinks.
Oh, baby.
Robin says, the thing I'm find most concerning here is that she knows all your insecurities. First of all, I will agree. He's telling her things that he probably shouldn't be telling her. Robin right. goes on to say, sure, he can have a close friend that he talks about his insecurities with and even maybe some bumps in your relationship. But telling her personal things you've confided in him is not okay.
No.
And a violation of your privacy.
Massive violation. I don't subscribe to that behavior. And also, like, another thing that kind of sketches me out is you are constantly talking to your significant other, whether it be via text, on the phone, and they're having that same volume of communication with someone else. It's like, so I don't really seem special. I don't really seem like I'm the person that you go to for things because you have another person that you do that with as well.
Right.
Exactly. I don't like that.
Breezy, read Sarah's text. Actually, never mind. I'll do it.
Okay.
Sweetie, are you kidding me? He's cheating on you. Tell your boyfriend to go live happily ever after with his best female friend. If you honestly believe that he hasn't done anything together with her in the 10 years they've been friends, then, sweetie, you're just delusional. Thank you, Sarah. Listen, like I said, I don't know what's going on with Mia's boyfriend, but I know plenty of people who, men and women, who have been very close friends for 10, 12 years. It's been strictly
platonic.
Strictly platonic.
Right.
And it is possible.
I know. This person says, hey, Moose and Breezy, my name's Ashley. I feel like if he can't give her more reassurance, then he isn't the one. Because when my ex talked to other women, they all tried to sleep with him.
Yeah.
And then he hid things from me and let me hang out with his ex or friend without me even knowing.
Here's
the volume of their relationship.
Yeah, I think the one thing that's super inappropriate is when they start sharing a bed together. No, but nothing happened. She's just my best friend. Okay, all right, let's...
Where are the lines?
There are some lines
you
here.
You are jumping over them like Double Dutch. I don't know what is happening. That is not it.
Matt says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. In the end, you can't control who he's friends with. You're going to have to learn to deal with it. If you love him, then you should have full trust in him that he won't do anything with her. Jealousy doesn't always play well in relationships, especially if you get called out on it.
No, I don't know. Matt was his name?
Yeah.
Matt's done. We're done with Matt. If he loves her, he will give her reassurance. She shouldn't have to fold like a cheap beach chair. What is happening here?
And then our boy Eric says, how about don't date someone who does this type of thing?
Period.
Have some respect for yourself and get rid of your boyfriend. Period.
Not us breaking up happy homes.
We didn't do anything. This is Mia's boyfriend. All right, let me go over to our girl Julie, who says, sorry, but no men and women can't just be friends. My husband and his close lady friend had 11 years of friendship between them until they finally hooked up 6 months after we got married. It's not only the men that can't be trusted, it's the women too.
She's just not wrong. She's just not wrong.
All right. Mia, did any of that help?
She goes, I actually feel worse.
I don't know what to tell you, Mia. I mean, this is a sit-down conversation between you and your boyfriend, and you know how you're feeling, and intuition is a real thing.
Yeah.
So you need to trust it. If something feels off, it's probably off, and go with that. Because if he's not giving you any reassurance or any feelings of not being worried for any reason whatsoever, that's on him.
And you simply don't deserve that.
No, you don't.
So, pop off, queen.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. But before we do that, we got a $50 gift card to our friends at Salvatore's that we need to give away right now. 585-252-9800. Caller 8 right now wins it.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98.
Okay, I know I'm 30 years old, but I will never pass up an opportunity to go to Disney on Ice. That's just my vibe, and that's always going to be my vibe, and I will be at Mickey's Surge Party this Sunday, so come through. Disney on Ice is coming to Blue Cross Arena this weekend. It actually started last night. It's going to be tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. I think there's like three different show times each day, so
yeah,
absolutely send it. I know, it's like, oh, it's like so cute and such a little kid thing, but I love it. It's so theatrical. They're literally levitating from the sky. They're on ice skates. It's a whole to-do. So running all weekend long, like I said, at Blue Cross Arena, guests can experience the visit and visit their favorite characters like Elsa, Buzz Lightyear, and of course, Mickey. I don't know if there's like an Amber Alert sent out from him at the beginning of what's going on, but it is Mickey's search party. So I will be there Sunday, and you can grab your tickets right now at Ticketmaster. Runs through Sunday.
We absolutely love that. All right, we got stuff we got to give away this morning, like Ja Rule and Nelly tickets.
Woo!
Looking for caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to go see Ja Rule and Nelly live in concert August 1st at Deering Lake. This game is called Finish the Lyrics.
Okay.
Breezy and I will play you a Nelly or Ja Rule song. We'll stop the music, and if you can finish the lyrics correctly, you got yourself the tickets. We're looking for caller 8 right now. We do it next on PXY. Good luck.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, welcome back to the show. This game is called Finish the Lyrics. Breezy and I are going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets this morning to go see Ja Rule in Nelly, live in concert, August 1st at Darien Lake.
Oh, we love to see it. We love to see it. I just want to give a quick shout out to our listeners we have in the studio right now.
Yeah, please.
We have, obviously, our friends Steven and Nico, who just did an amazing job for us helping that girl solve that issue. We solved nothing, but I want to say that we helped. And then we have Jaden and Jessica here. Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Jaden, where do you go to school?
Hilton.
Yeah, big, big Hilton guy.
Huge Hilton guy.
Love that.
And Jessica has her own cleaning business, so
yes, I
one
do.
Free plug.
One free plug. Go ahead, plug
Messy
it.
Messy Makeover Cleaning Services.
What is it?
Messy Makeover Cleaning Services.
Messy Makeover Cleaning Services. Hit up our girl, Jess.
That was just me in high school getting a makeover. Okay, perfect. I love it. Thank you so much for being here.
We're looking for caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to play Finish the Lyrics. PXY, who's this?
Jamie.
Jamie, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from Newark.
Perfect, because you're caller 8! All right, Jamie, let's get serious here for a second. We got two tickets on the line this morning for Ja Rule and Nelly, okay?
Jamie, can you finish those lyrics?
I hope so.
Because if it was up to me, I couldn't identify one word that man is saying.
No. Okay, it's our two-year anniversary show, so thank you so much for being a part of it, Jamie. The year is 2017. You're at Fyre Festival in the Bahamas. You just paid $25,000 for a VIP ticket, and all of a sudden, Ja Rule comes out and says, "We're so sorry. We scammed you and kept all your money.
We made a mistake.
We apologize for the mattresses on the floor that are soaked in urine, but have a wonderful time. Also, Blink 182 can't make it." I'm going to play you a well-known Ja Rule song. I'm assuming you're a millennial. Yes?
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
when I stop the music, finish the lyrics to the song.
Okay.
If you miss it, I got to go to the next caller. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Big girl, put it on me.
Because you're not just my love, you my
baby. Oh, but you want me to keep going, don't you?
Is that your final answer, baby?
No. Well, yeah.
No, it's not baby.
Oh.
No, I'm so sorry. Come on, Jamie. I'm going to give you one more try because I'm feeling generous this morning. All right? Let me
the
go ahead.
Blowing up.
I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to play it again. The phones are blowing up because people obviously know what this is. One more time, okay? Stay right there. All right, you can do this. You said you're a huge Ja Rule fan. Here we go.
Big girl, put it on me. Yeah, yeah. Since we met, it's been you and I. A tear for a tear, baby, I run out. And you know that my heart gon' cry. If you leave me lonely, cause you're not just my love.
You my homie.
You got it!
I was like, even I could get that.
It's pretty damn obvious.
No.
All right, Jamie, thank you.
So nervous.
That's okay. We're hooking you up with two tickets to go see Ja Rule and Nelly live. Yay! In concert August 1st, Darien Lake. Who are you going to take to the show with you?
That's a good question because like five of my other friends want to go. So
oh,
I don't
gosh.
Know. They're the best man win.
Holding auditions.
Yeah, you got to hold auditions. Jamie, thank you so much for being a part of the show this morning. It's our 2-year anniversary. What's the only station in the city hooking you up with Ja Rule and Nelly?
98 PXY.